Listen to God's Word for September 27th. Today's reading is Zechariah 6 through 9. May God bless this reading of His Word. Zechariah 6. And again I lifted up my eyes and saw four chariots coming out from between two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black horses, the third white horses, and the fourth dappled horses, all of them strong. So I inquired of the angel who was speaking with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel told me, "These are the four spirits of heaven, going forth from their station before the Lord of all the earth. The one with the black horses is going toward the land of the north, the one with the white horses toward the west, and the one with the dappled horses toward the south." As the strong horses went out, they were eager to go and patrol the earth. And the Lord said, "Go and patrol the earth." So they patrolled the earth. Then the Lord summoned me and said, "Behold, those going to the land of the north have given rest to my spirit in the land of the north." The word of the Lord also came to me, saying, "Take an offering from the exiles, from Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah, who have arrived from Babylon, and go that same day to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Take silver and gold, make an ornate crown, and set it on the head of the high priest, Joshua, son of Jehozadak. And you are to tell him that this is what the Lord of hosts says: Here is a man whose name is the Branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he will build the temple of the Lord. He will be clothed in splendor and will sit on his throne and rule. And he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be peaceful counsel between the two. The crown will reside in the temple of the Lord as a memorial to Helam, Tobijah, Jediah, and the gracious son of Zephaniah. Even those far away will come and build the temple of the Lord, and you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. This will happen if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God." Zechariah 7. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, the month of Kislev. Now the people of Bethel had sent Sharezer and Regem-Melech, along with their men, to plead before the Lord, by asking the priests of the house of the Lord of hosts, as well as the prophets, "Should I weep and fast in the fifth month, as I have done these many years?" Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, "Ask all the people of the land and the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months for these 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted? And when you were eating and drinking, were you not doing so simply for yourselves? Are these not the words that the Lord proclaimed through the earlier prophets, when Jerusalem and its surrounding towns were populous and prosperous, and the Negev and the foothills were inhabited?" Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, "This is what the Lord of hosts says: Administer true justice. Show loving devotion and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. And do not plot evil in your hearts against one another." But they refused to pay attention and turned a stubborn shoulder. They stopped up their ears from hearing. They made their hearts like flint, and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord of hosts had sent by His Spirit through the earlier prophets. Therefore great anger came from the Lord of hosts. And just as I had called and they would not listen, so when they called, I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations that they had not known, and the land was left desolate behind them, so that no one could come or go. Thus they turned the pleasant land into a desolation. Zechariah 8. Again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, This is what the Lord of hosts says. I am jealous for Zion with great zeal. I am jealous for her with great fervor. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts will be called the Holy Mountain. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Old men and old women will again sit along the streets of Jerusalem, each with a staff in hand because of great age. And the streets of the city will be filled with boys and girls playing there. This is what the Lord of hosts says. If this is impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be impossible in my eyes, declares the Lord of hosts? This is what the Lord of hosts says. I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back to dwell in Jerusalem, where they will be my people, and I will be their faithful and righteous God. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Let your hands be strong, you who now hear these words spoken by the prophets who were present when the foundations were laid to rebuild the temple, the house of the Lord of hosts. For before those days neither man nor beast received wages, nor was there safety from the enemy for anyone who came or went. For I had turned every man against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as I did in the past, declares the Lord of hosts. For the seed will be prosperous, the vine will yield its fruit, the ground will yield its produce, and the skies will give their due. To the remnant of this people I will give all these things as an inheritance. As you have been a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you will be a blessing. Do not be afraid. Let your hands be strong. For this is what the Lord of hosts says. Just as I resolved to bring disaster upon you when your fathers provoked me to anger, and I did not relent, says the Lord of hosts, so now I have resolved to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things you must do. Speak truth to one another. Render true and sound judgments in your gates. Do not plot evil in your hearts against your neighbor, and do not love to swear falsely. For I hate all these things, declares the Lord. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, This is what the Lord of hosts says. The fasts of the fourth, the fifth, the seventh, and the tenth months will become times of joy and gladness, cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore, you are to love both truth and peace. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Peoples will yet come, the residents of many cities, and the residents of one city will go to another, saying, Let us go at once to plead before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I myself am going. And many peoples and strong nations will come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to plead before the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts says. In those days, 10 men from the nations of every tongue will tightly grasp the robe of a Jew, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Zechariah 9. This is the burden of the word of the Lord against the land of Hadrach and Damascus, its resting place. For the eyes of men and of all the tribes of Israel are upon the Lord. And also against Hamath, which borders it, as well as Tyre and Sidon, though they are very shrewd. Tyre has built herself a fortress. She has heaped up silver like dust, and gold like the dirt of the streets. Behold, the Lord will impoverish her, and cast her wealth into the sea, and she will be consumed by fire. Ashkelon will see and fear. Gaza will writhe in agony, as will Ekron, for her hope will wither. There will cease to be a king in Gaza, and Ashkelon will be uninhabited. A mixed race will occupy Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. I will remove the blood from their mouths and the abominations from between their teeth. Then they too will become a remnant for our God. They will become like a clan in Judah, and Ekron will be like the Jebusites. But I will camp around my house because of an army, because of those who march to and fro, and never again will an oppressor overrun my people. For now I keep watch with my own eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the bow of war will be broken. Then he will proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion will extend from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant, I will release your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore to you double. For I will bend Judah as my bow and fit it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, O Zion, against the sons of Greece. I will make you like the sword of a mighty man. Then the Lord will appear over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning. The Lord God will sound the ram's horn and advance in the whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts will shield them. They will destroy and conquer with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. And they will be filled like sprinkling bowls, drenched like the corners of the altar. On that day the Lord their God will save them as the flock of his people. For like jewels in a crown, they will sparkle over his land. How lovely they will be, and how beautiful! Grain will make the young men flourish, and new wine the young women. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.